The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning. I tell you what, the iron is rolling in here now. It's making my ears ring a little bit. Boy, there's some beautiful bikes out here. We are live and local at the Bowtie Tavern on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile, and we're here helping raise some money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. They have a run today. The Road Weasels are here. Those are antique but still operational Indian motorcycles. There's some beautiful bikes here. If you're not a rider, you ought to come out and just see this stuff. Serving breakfast here. Lunch is going to start a little bit later. Tavern's got a great menu. We're raising money for multiple sclerosis. So good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And ooh, that smell is right because those grills are firing up and we got 500 pounds of chicken going on. And we're not going to talk chicken. We're not going to waste any time. We have the man, Tommy Brand.
Hey, Bob. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
You know, we love grilling, and I think everybody in Michigan has probably had one of your steaks. That's a cool thing.
Well, my dad, John Brand, invented the Sizzler Steak. He's the one that got it going in Western Michigan. I wish he could have patented that name, but we didn't get that name patented.
Yeah, then you could be talking to Dave Ramsey instead of Joppy.
I'm glad to be here.
We sure appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I think we've all been turned on to the Sizzler, and nobody makes it better than you.
Thank you. You know, it's part of meat is make sure it's aged right. And I can't tell you how long we age it, but we make sure we age it right. And we also, the garlic butter is a top secret, too. I mean, putting garlic
not anymore.
Over, yeah, not anymore. It's right. But it really, and actually, garlic's actually healthy for you. So our steak is a healthy choice.
Yeah, I'd guess so. I went to Sobeys a couple weeks ago and bought some tri-tips. That was last weekend, I guess. And I took one of them, smoked it. And I took the other one and I carved it up. I tried to make what I thought looked like one of your steaks, and I grilled them on my tack. I just put a little oil on them, and I put them on real light. And I'll tell you what, they were good.
Good.
And Sobeys ages his meat, I think, like 4 weeks. So that's pretty tasty.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so we're pleasing the crowd today. If I'm going to cook like Tommy Brand and I'm going to try and please a crowd, what's it like if I come to a big cookout in your backyard?
First of all, I don't have too many cookouts because I'm always at my restaurant. But if you do come to my cookout at my place, first of all, I'd be glad to have you there because you're a good person. And I'm going to surround myself with good people. Well, yeah, definitely. I've had it one time at a party at my restaurant. It was like a 50th wedding anniversary, and it was going great. And somehow the dysfunctional brother showed up and screwed up the whole party. So the secret is to have good people.
That's one of the best points we've ever heard on grilling. And then what are a couple other things for every party?
You know, I think a Sizzler is an easy choice. You can,
and a fast cook.
Exactly. And people love steak, and our Sizzler is easy to cook. I mean,
affordable.
That's a key word.
Yep.
And the next thing is, I think everybody loves meatballs. And to start
that's true.
I mean, we used to have meatballs on our salad bar when we used to have salad bars. And so everybody loves meatballs. That's a great appetizer.
I cleaned out the salad bar on the corner of Leonard and 131 every week when I worked up in that corner.
Yeah, we had your picture up there. We actually tried barring you from that salad bar.
You barred me from the lounge once. I know that.
Oh, okay.
That's where I discovered I needed glasses. It was right there at your cocktail lounge.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was 40 years old.
Oh, no.
You leave my buffet. You eat like whale.
Yeah. No, it's Tommy Brand's, not Ho Ching Mong. Okay, what are three things that most hosts screw up?
Well, you know, I've been to picnics and, like, graduations, and I really shy away from the macaroni salad, potato salad, when you got out there, not iced down,
right.
Flies buzzing around it.
Ah.
I just can't. I can't take that.
I can't either. And that's not pepper.
Yeah. So that's something I would stay away from. Again, having the wrong people there. I mean, like, yesterday, I'll give you an example of my bar. We had third shifters. Bunch of great people. We just had one bad person. I had an altercation, a light one. I had to split up. So, again, having the right people at your place is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have it, it screws up the whole party.
So,
And the last thing is timing. I mean, for our catering, I like when the steaks come right off the grill and right on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it when you see them all in a little carton ready to go and people picking them up. They're dried out. They're cold. So I think timing's very important.
Well, Tommy, that's good advice. I love going to the one on 28th Street in Cascade. That place, you've got TVs all over the place. It's like the best sports bar in Grand Rapids, and I enjoy that place thoroughly. I have a lot of little friends that work there. My kids' friends, a lot of them
great.
Work there. So,
well, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Tommy, it's Tommy Brand from Brand's Restaurants. How many restaurants do you have now?
We have 9 restaurants.
Wow.
Yes.
That's got to be a lot of work.
A lot of jobs we created. We're proud of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, you should be. And, you know,
right.
The cool thing is that this is a grilling restaurant. I mean, really, it's the backbone of your business. I know you do a lot of other wonderful things on the menu, but the Brand Sizzler is a grilled steak.
Yep.
This is a grilling restaurant in West Michigan. You've been here for how many years?
My place, I celebrated my 40th year with July 5th, so I started when I was 19. 40 years I've been in Wyoming in Division Street.
Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
I mean, but that's fantastic. This is West Michigan-made grilling food. You can go there any night of the week. Great atmosphere, wonderful hospitality, and I tell you what, cap it all off, the food is fantastic.
And you know the cool thing he said to me earlier in the parking lot is, they're a blue-collar joint.
We are.
Or as Big Paulie would say, a joint. And that's cool because, you know, especially in Michigan right now, you can't spend a whole lot of money, and you still want to go out and treat your baby doll up, right?
Absolutely.
So you can go into Brands and get a great meal and save yourself a little money, and you won't sacrifice the quality. Order a Sizzler and you're guaranteed good.
My dad's Sizzler at lunch hour when he opened about 50 years ago was $1.95. $1.95.
He was probably worried about the price, wasn't he?
Yeah, a little bit high.
That's great. Well, listen, Tommy, thanks so much for coming down.
Bob.
I really appreciate it.
And
it's good to see you. That's Tommy Brand from Brand Steakhouse and 9 locations around Michigan, from Canton all the way over to, I don't know, he's probably going to Chicago next. Jop, I want to talk a little bit about the iGrill. I want to give you an upgrade on the iGrill. That thing is a phenomenal piece, but I found a little glitch, and they helped me tweak it out. Now, my iPhone is the 4.2.3, and you have to run the 4.3.5 version of iPhone to make that iGrill work. But the iGrill is awesome because I can sit in my kitchen and watch that good one back by the pool, and I can look at all the temperatures. I can see the bake chamber, and I can see the meat temperature. Or I can put a probe in one piece of meat and a probe in another piece, which I did last weekend. One in the briskets, one in the butts. Very cool. Right off the phone, baby.
Yeah, and you know what? The real benefit of that is it frees you up to do other things. You're not worried about the temperature of the meat. I mean, we're sticklers on getting it to the right temperature, not above and not below. And depending on what you're cooking on that grill, it makes all the difference in the world to not over or undercook it. And this allows you to go, and again, when you're working with a crowd, right, you can't stand by the grill because there's too much other stuff going on.
And what it really does is allows you to check your temperature without walking back to the grill or without lifting the lid.
You're not
poking it.
That's right. It's big. If you're
looking, you're not cooking.
That's right. That's exactly right. So
let all the heat out, especially if you got a weak grill. You know, you really don't want to let the heat out.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that wasn't the case at Barbecue Bob's backyard.
No, I had it on the good one, and, of course, the same deal. You've got it in a smoke chamber, so you don't want to open that door up.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We just had a great conversation with Tommy Brands from Brands Restaurants, and we are live and local out here at the Bowtie Tavern on the corner of 10 Mile in Old Alpine. We've got the Road Weasels out here, which is a motorcycle group that rides exclusively Indian motorcycles from 1901 to 1953.
We've got Dave Scheidel bringing us a pitcher of beer right now.
That's right. It's. I tell you what, we're having a great time out here. If you ride, you'll really enjoy this run. You can come out here. There's still time to register. If you don't ride, bring your family out here, because Barbecue Bob and I, once we wrap up the show, we're going to be helping these guys throw down 500 pounds of grilled chicken. And Barbecue Bob's going to fire up the tech, maybe do a little steaks on the side. We got a lot going on.
We do. Got some preferred Angus waiting there, ready to go on from the D&W store over on the corner of 10 Mile and Northland Drive. So we're going to throw a little preferred Angus on. What else we got on the banks here, Randy? You wanted to talk about another one of your liqueur deals.
I did. You know, we're at a tavern. It only seems appropriate that one of the things we talk about is cooking with liquor. Now, it's used as a flavor. It's not used as an intoxicant. And what I mean by that is this is family-friendly stuff. the alcohols and the liquors flavor things, but when we cook it, it burns off the alcohol. So you don't have to worry about feeding this to your children. It's very family friendly. But what I've got is I've got a vodka sauce here that is to die for. I tell you what, I used this on some barbecued pork earlier this week. It's vodka, ketchup, vinegar, cumin, garlic, chili powder, cayenne pepper, sugar, some salt, and a little bit of lemon. We'll have that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com later today, so you can check it out. But I'm going to tell you that it was put on top of these this pork steak that I made, and it made a fabulous flavor. And we like to try different things. We hope you do, too. If you've got a great recipe, you should put that up to us on Facebook. It's The Grilling Guys, or you could hit us on our website at thegrillingguys.com.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. What didn't we cover yet? We've got run and gun. We want to talk a little bit about feeding a big crowd. One of the great ways to feed a big crowd is to pre-smoke your meat. So if you're doing ribs or if you're doing butt, pork chops, pork steak, there's a lot of things you can throw in the smoker. If you don't have a smoker, run out to Hanson Feed and Seed or go to Zager's Pool and Spas and get yourself a good one, because nothing works like that. If you throw 5-6 racks of ribs in that good one, set it and forget it, come back hours later, plug your eye grill in, you're so tuned up. If you don't have a Harley, you can get all these other things.
That's right. It's always sweet to grill with indirect heat. But coming up next, Bob's going to throw down some of those preferred Angus steaks on the tech out here. I'm going to give you a few tailgate tips. We're going to talk about our schedule as we move forward throughout the fall. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Every broken heart in here. Love was once a part, but now it's disappeared. She told me that it's all part of the choices. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.